He stood there in a deep ditch on the corner of the road where it met the state highway. There was little traffic so early in the morning. I could see the top of his head with his dark curly hair and one wheel of his ATV popping up to the corner of the ditch. He wasn't lying prone or stumbling around. He was standing. No big injuries for sure, I thought. "Hey, Sammy, are you okay?" I called out from the window on the passenger side as I slowed down. "You need any help?" "Oh, no, ma'am, I'm good. Ain't nothing broke here." How did that happen? I wondered. "You want me to bring you anywhere or pull that out for you?" "I'm all good," he said again with a strong voice and waved his hand, gesturing at me to go on with my day. I said nothing, waved back, turned the corner and accelerated onto the highway. I didn't want to be nosy or pushy, and he clearly did not want any help from me. "He seems all right," I thought. "But gosh, how did that happen? I know he doesn't drink, at least not at 6 a.m. About 2 hours later, heading home, as I turned the corner off the highway, Samuel was still there. But now he was prone on a stretcher, with a sheet over him covering his head as they lifted his body out of the ditch and into a bright white and red ambulance.